O Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance. To you, O Lord, have I cried, O my God.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy.
Let us be attentive.
Timothy, my son, the saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And I am the foremost of sinners. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience for an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory to the ages of ages.
Amen. Peace be with you, the reader.
Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be with all.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, as Jesus drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a multitude going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he cried, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, What do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, let me receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, Receive your sight, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight, and he followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to
Peace be with you who proclaims the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What do you want me to do for you? Have mercy on me, Son of David. We heard this line, or these two lines, rather, at the beginning of the Gospel reading just moments earlier. But this is a bit much. Don't you think? Let's think just briefly about the gospel reading, the passage that we heard. This little story is known to us. We've heard it many years of our lives, repeated at liturgies. We actually hear it a couple of times in the year. So we know the story. There's a crowd gathering in to see the Lord Jesus Christ, and there's a particular man who is blind. He is brought forward by his friends to Christ Jesus. This conversation, brief conversation, takes place. He heals him. He goes off well. Not a very atypical story for Christ. We've seen this from time to time throughout the scriptures, haven't we? Jesus healing people by way of a miracle. But the conversation itself is a bit strange. Was it not obvious what the blind man was looking for? Why would Jesus even ask that? It was quite clear that this man was blind. He was brought forward by others, and Jesus could see that he was blind. But if you think Jesus' question is strange, so is the answer of the blind man. Why would he not simply ask, "Lord, I want to be able to see. Please give me my sight." Why would he say, "Have mercy on me," and then even add this identifier, "Son of David"? Kind of strange. Of course, this isn't strange in the scriptures, and it shouldn't be strange to us, because this entire conversation is really for the people around them at the time, and it is for us today, now. I have found, in searching through the writings of the church fathers, I have found St. Cyril's commentary on this passage from the scriptures, St. Cyril of Alexandria, really quite good. And perhaps I found it good because it seemed very direct, at times even blunt, almost kind of full of rhetorical questions, like, really, what's this about? You see, this man, when he identified Jesus as Son of David, he identified him according to his roots, according to his humanity, right? Now, as this conversation took place, and in thinking about this blind man, of course, he was a grown man. He most likely had tried cures by way of all kinds of medicine. He most likely had visited physicians to try to receive his sight. I'm quite confident that being a faithful man, he clearly was, being around the temple, he probably prayed, and prayed fervently for his sight. Who knows? Perhaps he even tried magic or all kinds of experiences. Did this blind man not already know that there was no cure for his infirmity, for his blindness? Are we to assume that he did not know that? Quite to the contrary, we can firmly assume that he did know, that he was well aware that anything and everything else he tried had not worked, and he remained blind in the flesh. St. Cyril of Alexandria's commentary tells us quite bluntly on this occasion, yes, of course he knew. Then surely the blind man, as he approached Jesus Christ, he must have felt something different. Or perhaps, did he see something that we cannot? You see, he perceived Jesus as one possessing a source of healing which was beyond human limitations. His spiritual eyes, perhaps, were open, even if his physical ones could not be. You see, this man, although blind in the flesh, was able to see Jesus Christ in his glory. Surely he did not know it at the time, but this blind man was seeing more than anyone else in the crowd. He had a better sight and vision than those who are able to see physical light or physical darkness or colors or beauty or danger or temptations or attractions. He was simply dependent on others because of his infirmity. Yet the others were dependent on him for his spiritual sight. And now, the cure. Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. The first part is straightforward, right? Receive your sight. It's a command, right? It's an offering, and he receives it. The second part, your faith has made you well, might actually seem rather simple to us in 2022. But to place miracles simply on faith might not have been the same feeling for people of Jesus' time and this man's time. As this blind man was looking to gain light out of darkness, his light was simply the words of Jesus Christ himself. This is what St. Cyril tells us. The Word was his light. But he was just referring, was he just referring to the words that Jesus spoke? No, brothers and sisters. St. Cyril is referring to the Word himself. He was speaking of the true Word, of the Word himself, who is Jesus the Christ. What does this mean to me now? I often ask myself that question when I read the scriptures for the purpose of studying it. What does it mean to me today? Everything I've read, everything I claim to understand, what does it mean to me today? Quite simply, it means that even as I identify my own infirmities, my own brokenness, my own needs, I must remember to pray to Jesus Christ, the true Word, for his mercy, for his healing, realizing that at times Jesus chooses to grant me a healing and a blessing much greater than the one I have identified in my own prayer with my own words. Perhaps the very aspect of me that I see as an infirmity or brokenness can become the blessing that becomes the one thing needful for my continuous oneness with God, for my salvation, and the salvation of those around me. Amen.